member and call on countries to recognise Palestine as a state. If in that case, it seems to me that all is required is that he's kind of using the General Assembly as a forum for like a collective act of recognition. So because all, you know, there are 192 members, they can then, there's probably going to be a draft resolution, which I guess the mission is drafting, and they'll present that to the Assembly, and it'll probably say something along the lines as Palestine is a state. And if the, obviously, I'd imagine they want to join the United Nations. That's the second process. In order to do that, the Security Council have to recommend to the General Assembly that it had Palestine as a member state.
Okay.
So just two slightly. One is recognition, which is separate from the issue of state. So an entity can be a state, but not a member of the UN. So, for instance, Switzerland is now a member of the UN, but for many years it didn't join. And it was always considered a state. Taiwan isn't a member of the UN, but it's... And in the Cold War, there were a lot of entities that were not, like Ireland, Jordan, Ceylon, that didn't become members of the United Nations because the Soviet Union blocked it, but they were still states.
Okay, so do you think that they'll basically get the recognition through but not become a UN, but because of the US...
It's difficult to say. I mean, I was... it looks to me from Obama's speech yesterday... that I think that it seems to me that the U.S. is not opposed to a Palestinian state, and it seems Obama is saying is that, you know, the sides can't agree on to negotiate issues like Jerusalem and refugees, but we have this border, 1967. So it seems he's going to support that process of Palestine becoming a state, and then. Then, in order to get the parties back to the negotiating table, so it seems to me that they see the idea of Palestine becoming a state and then negotiating on a level of at least formal equality. That's what I understand. And so, I thought the U.S. might be, you know, not the word veto isn't right because they have to. The U.S. might oppose any attempt to might not recommend to the General Assembly that it admit Palestine as a member state, but. From what I gather from Obama's speech, that can't be presumed because, I mean, it's been official U.S. policy even since George Bush that there should be two states living side by side in peace and security. And there are a couple of Security Council resolutions that have called for that. So it would be odd if they then, you know, after coming out saying that they support a Palestinian state, they then refuse to admit it to the United Nations. But it is, I mean, theoretically, yes, the U.S. could... Or in fact, not just the U.S., any of the five permanent five can basically not support. But it seems to me that all of them would, apart from possibly the U.S. It looks like they probably wouldn't block it.
Really? I thought you were talking then about passing a motion in the General Assembly to recognise it as a state, not...
Oh, that's a separate issue, sorry.
Do you think in the Security Council, the U.S. would allow Palestine to join the U.N.?
I mean, it looks to me like it might, from what Obama was saying yesterday. Because he's not saying he's opposed to it. I have to look at the words again. I had them down.
Call it a symbolic move. That's a,
Let me just double check. Where is it? Because I had to see carefully what he said. What did he say? Okay, we'll involve two states, too. If I bought Palestine. Okay, I mean, he hasn't mentioned anything about the UN issue, but he has said that, you might argue that if he believes that there should be two states, then it would appear odd if then veto, you know, or votes against the admission of Palestine to the General Assembly, or refuses to recognise Palestine, but he hasn't explicitly come out. And I have to look at this.
Well, the only thing he seemed to say was that he just a symbolic move that for them to go to the UN in this way.
Okay. Well, then, I mean, that's whether he will be. Against it or not.
Okay, well, that's great. That's really interesting. Thanks very much. How do I introduce you